the rest of the story. Surely it was the largest glass house in the world, almost 2,000 feet long and 500 feet wide and 70 feet high, a complex arrangement of slender iron rods securing clear glass walls, a phenomenal exhibition hall in Hyde Park, London, called the Crystal Palace. Many an international fair has been held in such a structure, and this one magnificent glass conservatory established the architectural precedent. 8 miles of display tables, almost 1 million square feet of floor. May 1, 1851, was the opening date of the Grand Crystal Palace exhibition. Among the exhibits were false teeth and artificial legs and Colt's repeating pistol and Goodyear's rubber goods and McCormick's Reaper and something you may not believe, an alarm clock bed. An alarm clock bed. I mean, off in a crystal corner of this mammoth glass menagerie was displayed and demonstrated a bed mounted on a rocker mechanism with a triggering device attached to a clock, and at any time one wished to preset, the clock would pull the trigger and release the rocker mechanism, and the bed would actually toss its sleeping occupant out onto the floor. An alarm clock bed. The evil genius behind this infernal contraption was a fellow whose name was almost as intriguing as his rude awakener. He was Theophilus Carter. Fortunately, Carter was not a full-time inventor. He was in the furniture business. He made and sold furniture. His shop was just north of London. He used to stand in the doorway much of the day studying the faces of passers-by. In most cases, passers-by had more to study in him than he in them. But he was, according to one description, sometimes in an apron, always with a top hat on the back of his head, which, with a well-developed nose and a somewhat receding chin, made him an easy target for the caricaturist. The first to caricature Theophilus Carter did so in print. A mid-19th century author named Charles Dodgson fashioned a fictional character after him. Revenge was once supposed as the motive for this satiric swipe. The story goes that Carter had somehow imposed upon writer Dodgson. Well, perhaps he had, but the fact remains that when Dodgson's book was ready for illustrations to be included, the illustrator was sent to Carter's furniture shop. Carter was to be the unwitting model for the caricaturist. Dodgson's book, as well as the caricature drawing of Theophilus Carter, are still with us. You know the fictional character. You've surely seen copies of the original illustration. Now, what I've just related is virtually all we know about Theophilus Carter. He was undistinguished, really. The high point in his life was when some 6 million people filed through the Crystal Palace to witness a demonstration of his alarm clock bed. Of course, Carter was only one of more than 13,000 exhibitors, a remarkable face lost in a crowd, and yet remembered by each generation of youngsters ever since. For you see, author Charles Dodgson, whose pen name was Lewis Carroll, made sure we remembered. And as he took us by the hand with Alice into Wonderland, he introduced us to an eccentric old Londoner, Theophilus Carter, a man recognized by his omnipresent top hat and his peculiar ideas and whose neighborhood nickname was the Mad Hatter. And now you know the rest of the story.